GNN. Always keep in mind that everything should be considered rumor. Source, Judy Note, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. Judy Disclaimer, please be aware that I report the news as I find it. Try to credit articles with their original author and am not responsible for content. Information in the posts or articles from social media sites that I quote may or may not be true. I report this information for educational or entertainment purposes only and not as fact. I encourage you to do your own research and make up your own mind as to what is happening in this great war of good against evil. Over. Restored Republic via a GCR update as of Friday, May 15, 2026. Compiled Friday, May 15, 2026, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. Demise of Chinese Communist Party exposed on Trump's China visit. Important, secure food, cash, essentials for possible 10 to 12 day worldwide lockdown while global military alliance finishes mass arrests. Judy Note, the Illuminati deep state's control over our money, lives and future has been going on for a very long time using their adept knowledge and application of mind control techniques through homage to S.N. Now Julian Assange takes it a step further as he explains the silent manipulation of digital history, warning that centralized internet archives now possess the power to erase, alter, and control humanity's collective memory in ways most people never imagined possible. President Trump and the Global Military Alliance were doing something about it. In the greatest sting operation ever, military units have mobilized worldwide for a coordinated strike to destroy the globalist power structure. Normal communication will soon cease for 10 to 12 days during a global blackout and emergency broadcast system, EBS, activation. The EBS has reported that at Saturday midnight 16th of May over cell phones worldwide, the EBS would be signaling the beginning of the end of the deep state's control over our money, lives and future. The greatest wealth transfer in human history was underway, with Commander-in-Chief of the Global Military Alliance Donald Trump activating the Nizara and Jazara laws. In making those laws, both the U.S. Supreme Court and World Court had determined that since at least 1913, the Illuminati deep state cabal had been stealing U.S. and world citizens' monies. Both courts ordered that all such monies be returned to the people through implementation of the Nizara law, U.S., and Jazara law, global. To do that, Trump was dismantling the old corrupt financial system, and working with the BRICS alliance, Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa, to reset the value of global currencies to be gold/asset backed at a 1-to-1 with each other. Trillions in stolen wealth had already been returned to the U.S. Treasury, as well as other nations' treasuries around the world. The new gold-backed quantum financial system set up by the BRICS Nations Alliance, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, was replacing the fiat nightmare that has enslaved humanity for generations. Legacy ATM networks were being physically decommissioned. Only quantum financial system, QFS, terminals would remain that dispensed only QFS gold bills. As head of the Global Military Alliance, Trump has been busy ordering investigations, grand jury trials and mass arrests of deep state elites since he entered office in 2016. Final months of 2025, James Comey, John Brennan and other intelligence operatives for running the Russia hoax, organizing January 6 setups and attempts to entrap Trump loyalists. February 2026, Barack Obama convicted for orchestrating unconstitutional surveillance on the Trump campaign and had ties to anti-American forces that fueled domestic chaos and foreign interference. February 2026, Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell convicted of insider trading and blocking reforms that would have protected the Republic from deep state infiltration. March 2026, Joe Biden for overwhelming proof of his role in the stolen election and family dealings that enriched him at the expense of American sovereignty. March 2026, Kamala Harris for complicity in open border disasters and weaponizing agencies against Trump supporters. March 2026, George Soros for his subversion, network of NGOs that destabilized nations, funding of color revolutions against freedom-loving leaders and financing of riots. Thursday, May 14, 2026, President Trump's visit to China was said to be the beginning of history and represented that the Chinese Communist Party was done, deep state gone from China, two nations making big moves that will last forever. Ezra Cohen on Telegram. Thursday, May 14, 2026, the deep state cabal's BlackRock CEO Larry Fink has declared a preemptive war against American citizens who fight back against his precious AI data centers. BlackRock will control nearly all of the AI data centers being built across the United States. Judy Note, my question is obvious, why is the cabal being allowed to build and control data centers across the U.S. that will be collecting personal data on all Americans? Thousands of citizens here in Utah formally objected to one being built here, and the project was still going through anyway. We had no say whatsoever. Thursday, May 14, 2026, the World Health Organization, which Trump recently withdrew from, has held enormous influence over policy, funding, and public behavior, yet they're largely unelected, shielded from direct accountability, and deeply intertwined with governments, corporations, and pharmaceutical interests, Mr. Poole 2.0 on Telegram. Thursday, May 14, 2026, the Trump admin has halted issuing licenses for all new hospice centers and home health care facilities anywhere in the country. Existing services remain in place, but no new licenses will be granted until the state governments start cracking down on fraud, Great Awakening now on Telegram. Thursday, May 14, 2026, Project Sandman, U.S. dollar crash, was expected to kick off. The old banking system, Bank of America, Deutsche Bank, and J.P. Morgan, was expected to collapse, with the QFS taking over as stock markets crash. Friday, May 15, 2026, EBS activation, presidential address. The Fed Chair Powell resigns, the Fed is dead, along with the fiat U.S. dollar. Brief blackout as fiat dollar dies. Gold-backed QFS notes load, Zim redemptions fund new med bed centers. The gold-backed, quantum-verified U.S. Treasury note was already loaded into accounts you don't even know you have yet. Patriot stock food and essentials as banks transition to biometric QFS with no more fraud. Saturday, May 16, 2026 midnight, financial freedom, EBS, shutdown, Tier 4B, US, the Internet Group, ISO 20022 on Telegram. Monday, May 18, 2026, Q clock will strike the OO marker. Sunday, June 7, 2026, Nuremberg Trials 2.0 to begin. Saturday, July 4, 2026, Independence Day rollout, payouts are scheduled to begin immediately following the 4th of July, Donald J. Trump on Telegram. A temporary period of martial law was in effect worldwide to maintain peace and be a support to the people during a period of mass arrests of S, and worshipping P, E deep state elites who have done harm to the people. Saturday midnight, May 16, 2026, will be the beginning of a 10-to-12-day worldwide blackout where the Global Military Alliance and their Starlink satellite system will take over all internet, cell phones, TV, radio and communication devices across the globe. Seven trumpets will sound, and then over a period of 3 days, President Trump will broadcast seven different EBS messages to all cell phones worldwide. The messages will explain what is going on worldwide, mass arrests of the bad guys, plus the new and greatly improved financial, educational, healthcare and political systems installed worldwide after the worldwide blackout. Banks will close, and 10 to 12 days later only a select few will reopen. They will have a different purpose of not holding your money, but will provide services only. Your now gold-slash-asset-backed money will be mirrored onto the new global financial system and be placed in a personal wallet. After the 10 to 12 days of darkness, you will be called into a redemption center near your home to set yourself up on your personal wallet that only you can access. If you are a citizen of a country where you no longer live, you will need to travel back to that country in order to set up your wallet and take charge of your money. This was a free service handled by the military. Inside your wallet has been placed gold-slash-asset-backed monies owed you by the cabal, such as illegal interest you paid on loans and money they gained by trading your birth certificate on the stock market. This money varies depending on the country in which you are a citizen and live. During a 10-to-12-day transition period, ATMs, credit and debit cards won't work in order for everyone to switch over to the new global financial system. It is strongly advised to draw cash out of your bank right now to tide you over for the 10-to-12-day period. It is also advised to store food and essentials to provide for your family and neighbors during this transition period. The military will be handing out food and essentials for those not prepared. Be aware that there may be a time period where planes will be grounded and trains and buses won't be working in certain areas in order to protect people during mass arrests. Thursday, May 14, 2026, Martial Law Unleashed, EBS Alerts Urgent Broadcast and How Redemption Centers Might Be Our Only Hope, Ethan White, Before It's News, Before It's News.com. Deep state arrests. California alone has witnessed up to 8,000 arrests, with over 3,000 in the Northeast U.S., particularly concentrated in the New England area. Rumors suggest that the populace might be urged to stay indoors for their safety, especially during disclosures, while the final arrests take place. However, a resilient and awakened citizenry, now more than ever, won't be silenced or confined. The emergency broadcast system, EBS, is on the horizon, and when it hits, it will be swift, silent, and shocking. Like a ghostly shadow, everything familiar will fade into obscurity. Just like the eerie silence of 2020, we'll be asked to remain rooted, perhaps for days, maybe weeks. The military, it seems, has a broader purpose. As the last of the so-called Satanists face arrest and are sent to Gitmo, the military is also gearing up to distribute food, especially to the elderly. This is not just about control but also about care. There's chatter about the military potentially overseeing the nation until fresh elections are held, precisely 120 days post the Jazara announcement. The focus should shift towards electing individuals with business acumen, particularly those who can rejuvenate local businesses, and more importantly, food-growing enterprises. The bustling stock market? Halted. The digital world you're so intricately linked to? Gone. And trust me, when the EBS alert vibrates your cell phone, echoing the chilling announcement, you'll know it's begun. These messages, sourced from the Starlink, are there to stay. Deleting them? Forget about it. They're imprinted, lasting reminders of the changing times. Essentials first, stock up on clean drinking water. Ensure there's enough food, not just for you, but for your pets too. Medicines? Get them in advance. Remember, the digital world is on a hiatus, so medical records are inaccessible. Cash is king. In a world where digital transactions become obsolete, cash will be your savior. ATMs might be out of service, and swiping those cards at gas pumps? Dream on. Mental fortitude, when the shock hits, it's vital to keep your wits about you. Before you extend your hand to others, ensure you're mentally fortified. Some might be in a state of shock, unable to respond. In such cases, a breath of fresh air, a gentle walk, might help. Your TV, phone, and internet will spring back to life, unveiling a spectacle titled Disclosures. Rumor has it, it might even grace the big screens. But this isn't your typical Netflix binge. It's a 24/7, 8-hour block broadcast, lasting anywhere between 3 to 10 days. The content? Oh, it's the raw, unfiltered truth of events, spanning military tribunals and even, hold your breath, public executions. Areas drenched in corruption, like Los Angeles and New York, might experience extended viewing periods. But when the switch is flipped back, expect a metamorphosis. A world pulsating with positive energy, devoid of evil's grasp. The internet? Transformed. Banking systems? Revolutionized. This, dear readers, is the dawn of an era of transparency and abundance. A veritable paradise on Earth. Thursday, May 14, 2026, Global Detonation, China, the Fed, SCOTUS, the Jerome Powell exit and the global economic reset are colliding at the same time, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Thursday, May 14, 2026, the U.S. debt clock, wealth tsunami is coming, the end of the Fed and the rise of real money, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Thursday, May 14, 2026, Bruce, the big call, the Big Call Universe. See Daily Reports. Friday, May 15, 2026, the chairman of the privately owned Federal Reserve resigns. The Fed is dead, along with the privately owned Federal Reserve fiat U.S. dollar. The new Federal Reserve head functions under the People's U.S. Treasury. The gold-backed, quantum-verified U.S. Treasury note has already been loaded into accounts you don't even know you have yet. Brief blackout period secures infrastructure. Banks transition to the biometric quantum financial system with no more fraud. Saturday, May 16, 2026, possible kickoff for exchange/redemption appointments. Saturday, July 4, 2026, Independence Day rollout, payouts are scheduled to begin immediately following the 4th of July, Donald J. Trump on Telegram. Thursday, March 5, 2026, the Cabal foreign banker-owned U.S. Incorporated was dissolved, with common law sovereignty installed in the U.S. under concepts of the original Constitution. Admiralty law fraud was forever crushed. July 4, 2026, President Donald J. Trump would make an announcement of this change to a sovereign republic based on principles of the original Constitution in a massive 4th of July celebration of the restored constitutional republic. Thursday, May 14, 2026, Fox News, Glenn Beck, Texas dropped Dominion like a hot potato in 2019 for use in their elections over major security, software, and hardware flaws. How did Dominion end up being accepted for use in other states with these security flaws, and is this why they were accepted in the first place? Coincidentally, every state Dominion was accepted in was a state that major fraud occurred and Trump lost after having a huge lead before counting was shut down. Thursday, May 14, 2026, Fox News, multiple affidavits expose seven Democrat counties caught counting illegal mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania. Election officials counted mail-in ballots that had no postmark, no address, and no signature, all of which are required by law for a ballot to be valid, during the 2020 election. They also were opening mail-in ballots days, even weeks, before Election Day and having Democrat voters fix their ballots, which is completely illegal according to the Supreme Court. The other 60 Republican counties were not able to fix ballots with errors, which caused their ballots to be thrown out on Election Day. The fraud and shady practices by Democrats just never ends, Martial Law on Telegram. Thursday, May 14, 2026, a year ago they said a new pandemic would begin in June 2026 caused by a virus originating abroad. A cruise ship arrived from Argentina in May and the WHO knew what virus it was without even boarding. It's clear the whole thing is a hoax. Carolyn Bessette Kennedy on Telegram. Thursday, May 14, 2026, Fox News, President Trump posts revelation that Adam Schiff criminally leaked classified information to target Trump while on the Intel Committee, Carolyn Bessette Kennedy on Telegram. Thursday, May 14, 2026, President Trump shares explosive allegations that Adam Schiff was a leaker of classified information. Here is where it gets fun. What are the chances that Q, in 2017, references Adam Schiff as a leaker, and here we are in 2026, discovering that Adam Schiff is in fact a leaker? Q even noted how much money the weasel received. Schiff could now face up to 10 years in prison, per leak. Hope the $7.8 million was worth it. Julian Assange on Telegram. Thursday, May 14, 2026, Arcadia, California Mayor Eileen Wang resigned after being exposed as an unregistered CCP agent. From 2020 to 2022, she allegedly ran U.S. News Center, a platform used to spread Chinese propaganda under Beijing's direction. Part of a broader infiltration strategy targeting local offices, Wang now faces up to 10 years in prison for compromising national security while in office, Nizara Jazara on Telegram. Thursday, May 14, 2026, BlackRock CEO Larry Fink declares a preemptive war against American citizens who fight back against his precious AI data centers, warning that people could use inexpensive drones. He admits that BlackRock will control nearly all of the AI data centers being built across the United States because the government cannot afford to fund them on its own. We have to relook at all forms of security. Could it be domestic terrorism using a $3,000 drone? Many more things will have to be underground. Julian Assange on Telegram. Thursday, May 14, 2026, Tulsi Gabbard launches massive probe into 120-plus U.S.-funded foreign biolabs as Trump administration moves to end gain-of-function research, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Wednesday, May 13, 2026, classified, top secret, high-level intel, how Hillary Clinton sold America out, and Obama ordered the cover-up to save himself, QFS Redemption Center on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Out.